531. Kia ora tātou katoa i te aroma atu o te tua. This is the PMN News at 6. I'm Taura Kirongo. Health officials say 13 more people have died with COVID-19 and there are more than 4,000 new community cases. There are 654 people in the hospital, including 16 in intensive care. The head of a Wellington health provider says New Zealand needs to consider more innovative solutions to fix the health workforce crisis it is experiencing. Pacific Health Plus spokesman John Fiso says shortening the time frames for medical and health science studies could help.
Have we got the training mix right? Or do we want to have things like 4-year qualification for a nurse? Is that required to basically take blood from Pacific Island people? And do we have to have shorter courses that enable us to bring more people quickly into the health sector that can do lower level jobs? Just like nurses have taken up some of the roles of doctors.
And the stabbing of a Japanese sailor in Guadalcanal this morning has marred the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Guadalcanal. Solomon Islands police have detained the man who is said to have stabbed the sailor with a pair of scissors. Radio New Zealand's Koroi Hawkins says the Japanese ambassador is disappointed and authorities will carry out a full investigation.
The person somehow got through security. The person he stabbed was a Japanese sailor in sailor's uniform, but he was obviously a media cameraman. And the guy stabbed him and pulled him to the ground. And the locals intervened. Some personnel that were there as well from other delegations intervened to detain him. The Japanese man had blood coming out of his neck. And the ambulance was hooked with the medic, said he needed a few stitches, but he was okay.
There's been a call for an increase in voter enrollment and participation for the upcoming local elections. The Electoral Commission's Ross McPherson says voter turnout at local elections hovers at around 42%. McPherson says local councils have a significant impact on New Zealanders.
So local councils making decisions about roads, about footpaths, about rubbish collection, dog licensing, how much rates you pay. And so it's really, really key that you have your voice and your say in who's making those decisions for you.
Meanwhile, an Auckland mayoral candidate isn't keen on ethnic-specific solution if he's elected as mayor in October. Craig Lord says his policies aren't targeted for Pacifica, but for everyone. Lord wants to solve Auckland's problems in a pragmatic way and says the role of mayor is to ensure Auckland runs well for all.
They're part of Auckland as a whole, so they get the same treatment as everyone else. So trying to spread the message of who I am as a mayor is just telling everyone what I want to achieve and what my goals are and hoping that they go for it.
And former All Black and Ikaletahi captain Inoki Afeaki is putting his hands up for local body elections this year. He will be standing as an independent for the Paekawakawa seat in Wellington. Afeaki says governance is where he hopes to make a difference.
The things that are not happening for our people is at that governance level, and I've got to get in there. There's 33,000 people that live in that ward. The target to win, to get a seat to win, there's only 4,000, so there's not many people vote to try and mobilise those people that can vote.
Eligible voters have until Friday to confirm their details before they can vote in October. A Tauranga-based Christian humanitarian agency begins a 3-month mission providing free healthcare and dental services in Fiji. The youth with a mission ship, MV Koha, is equipped with dental chairs and a medical team that begins its operations in Vanualevu today. Managing Director Marty Bennett says they have the support of the Fijian government to work in the Maritime Islands.
With YWAM ships, we're 100% funded by donations. One of the key story pieces for us in Fiji is we're sitting with the Permanent Secretary of Health, the Minister of Health and the Commissioner of Police. Is actually our ship, and her services are a gift or a koha from the people of New Zealand to the people of Fiji. And we just saw the response to that in Fiji being quite significant.
And finally to sport, and in the Commonwealth Games, Samoan boxer Ato Plodeski Fawangali had to make do with a silver medal after losing his final bout in Birmingham this morning. The heavyweight lost out to local favourites Lewis Williams on points. And New Year's Daken Tutaki Tor Williams secured bronze in the same weight class, winning New Year's first ever medal at the Commonwealth Games. And Vanuatu has won its first medal of the Commonwealth Games, a bronze in the women's beach volleyball. The duo of Sherison Toko and Milapata defeated the New Zealand team in a thrilling three-set match this morning. And that's news at 6. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.